Nintendo sent us here at Riot Control a copy of Splatoon!
Now remember, emphasis on the splat.
Splatoon! Splatoon is the tale of Inkopolis. It is a city where there are these people, the citizens, are... They can switch back and forth. They're humans, but then they are also squids! And you open up in this city, you pick out a character, and then just run straight ahead into the battle arena. And it is a multiplayer shooter that kind of takes all the trappings of, say, Call of Duty or Battlefield, where you level up and get better gear and all this stuff. But what if that, instead of shooting and killing people, it was a little more family friendly? Not so much the killing parts. Splatoon's main mode is a multiplayer in which it is, I believe, is it 4-on-4? Or is it 5? I think it's 4-on-4. And you just run into this room. It immediately drops you into multiplayer. And the goal of this particular game, Battle Arena, is to just run around and cover as much of it in ink as possible. Get it? You're a squid.
Mm-hmm.
So you're shooting ink.
There's and the splat.
Yeah, what you can do is you just run around. You want to cover as much of the floors and the walls with this ink as possible, and then as you begin running out of ink, you turn into a squid and it fills you back up with ink, and then you turn back into a person. And there's a lot of strategy involved because you can also shoot other players and it sends them back to the entrance of the arena. And like, for example, if you turn into a squid, they can't see you. But if you're as a person, they can see you. But if you're hiding as a squid inside your own ink and they spray over your ink, then all of a sudden it starts draining you. And you know what? It is actually a
more complicated game than you thought it would be.
Complex. But it's yes, because the aesthetic is very like somebody took, let's say, Pixar and then mixed it with Sunset Overdrive, which was a much more mature game on the Xbox One last year. And the art style is great, but it has a lot of depth to it. I mean, the gameplay is simple, but not overly simple. Now, there's a single player campaign that you can play through that is a lot different in Splatoon than the multiplayer modes, but the multiplayer modes are the main focus of the game. And as I said, you go through, you earn levels, but then you also earn money that you can go out back to Inkopolis and go to the different stores and get new gear.
So I like the name.
It's clever. So you can get new guns or paint rollers or all these different things that make you more effective at that mode. And then there is a ranked battle mode. Like in the first mode, it's like everybody gets points for playing and all this stuff. But once you hit level 10, you can go into ranked battles and then you will get like only certain people get points and like the stakes are higher and all this stuff. You know what? It's a lot of fun. It's team-based multiplayer and they have managed to make the matchmaking work fast and easy. I mean, some of the complaints would be that you don't actually have voice chat, so it makes coordinating a lot harder.
Within your group.
But it also makes it void of all the annoying trappings of people yelling things at you on Xbox Live you don't want to hear. Splatoon, see what I did there?
Say it right.
For the Wii U is a lot of fun, and I have to give Nintendo credit again for taking these Call of Duty Battlefield ideas and boiling them down into a much more family-friendly package, but at the same time not losing what made some of those games great. I thought it was a lot of fun, and it is a Wii U exclusive. It's out there now. Splatoon! Remember, you can always hear more Riot Control, riot.radiou.com. Subscribe to the podcast.